Good afternoon, Seattle. It's Paige Browning from KUOW's newsroom. Starting today, we've got something new for you. It's a recap of today's top stories from KUOW, and we'll bring it to you every weekday around 5 p.m. It's Monday, June 5th. Thanks for being here. Let's get to the news. Dock workers have refused to show up for duty at ports along the West Coast, and that's slowing down the arrival and unloading of orders coming from overseas. The unionized workers are in drawn-out negotiations with the Pacific Maritime Association. From our labor desk, here's KUOW's Monica Nicholsberg.
Contract negotiations between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the industry group representing their employers have dragged out for more than a year. Both groups declined to comment on the status of those talks. But the Pacific Maritime Association did put out a statement accusing the union of effectively shutting down operations at some terminals in Southern California over the past few days. The association said similar demonstrations have also severely impacted operations at the ports of Seattle and Tacoma. Some companies that rely on those ports say delays have been ongoing as the longshoremen fight for a new contract. Those shippers say they've had to reroute cargo to places like Houston and truck it the rest of the way. Monica Nicholsberg, KUOW News.
Illicit drugs are back up for debate in Seattle. A big question facing city council members tomorrow is how to enforce Washington State's new drug possession law. The new law makes it a gross misdemeanor to carry a small amount of drugs. The city and King County need to put it on their books, but it's gotten more complicated than that. Who will prosecute cases of drug possession? Anita Candelwall heads King County's Department of Public Defense. She says the county prosecutor's office handled these cases in the past.
If drugs are going to be criminalized, it is much better policy for the county, which has longstanding experience in being thoughtful about the approach to criminalization of drugs and not prosecuting some of these very, very low-level cases, for that work to remain there.
But the prosecutor herself, Lisa Mannion, says her office doesn't have the staff or resources to pursue low-level drug crimes. Mannion says the best-equipped office is the Seattle City Attorney. And that idea has the city council split about whether they want to take a law-and-order approach. That vote's tomorrow, and we'll cover it for you on KUOW. It's feeling like a good time to buy property and a trickier time for sellers these days around Seattle. Property values in King County are down significantly since the peak prices of 2022. So property owners out there might be looking to hear an upside. Does that mean lower property taxes? Not necessarily. KUOW's Diana Apong has the story.
Countywide, property owners may see a reduction in values anywhere from single digits of about 8% on Queen Anne up to more than 20% in some areas like the Sammamish Plateau that were red hot just a year ago.
After record increases last year, what we're seeing is a natural course correction of the real estate market.
That's John Wilson. He's the King County assessor. Wilson says roughly 40% of property taxes go towards voter-approved measures. Assessors set the values, but not the taxes. If values are trending down and local jurisdictions meet their budgets, we could see an overall reduction in property taxes. Wilson says it won't necessarily be a one-to-one correlation, though. But normally, if property values go down, there is a chance taxes may as well. Taxes will be set by local jurisdictions this fall. Diana Opong, KUOW News.
Cash is king, right? As the old saying goes. But paper money is losing its power. You've probably seen a no-cash sign here and there at a shop or cafe around town. So now there's a move in King County to legalize paying with cash. Tomorrow, the county council will vote on a bill to require retailers in unincorporated parts of the county to accept cash. Katie Wilson is with the Transit Riders Union, an organization focused on issues that affect people with lower incomes.
Our membership definitely includes a lot of seniors and low-income residents who have less access to our banking system for one reason or another.
There are a lot of unbanked people in King County. It's estimated that 67,000 residents don't have a bank account or other access to traditional banking services. But some businesses have gone cashless to avoid fees or reduce potential theft. And it's the most captivating time of year for a beach walk along the Puget Sound, the lowest tides of the year. For nature lovers, it means a chance to visit places that are almost always underwater. For the Swinomish tribe, it means something more, a chance to revive an ancient tradition. Environment reporter John Ryan tells us more today.
Skagit Bay near Anacortes is expected to ebb more than 40 inches below a typical low tide. The extra low water should expose a piece of Swinomish engineering, a hand-built rock wall begun last summer. It shelters a clam garden aimed at boosting a critical food for many Coast Salish tribes. Alana Quintasket is a Swinomish senator.
It's about that reciprocity and giving back to the clams because we depend on them year-round to either make money or just to feed our spirits.
The tribe is hosting a summit of tribes from around the Pacific. The visitors will pitch in to help extend the underwater wall. Once complete, it'll form the first modern clam garden in the United States. John Ryan, KUOW News.
Seattle will see negative 3-foot tides tomorrow and Wednesday. If you're heading out, tread carefully. Marine biologists urge you to not disturb the creatures that make tide pools a popular place to visit. And that's it for us today from the KUOW Newsroom. Shout out to our producer, Andy Hurst. We'll be back in your feed tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another roundup of the day's top stories. Let us know what you think. Really, we want to hear from you. Drop a quick note. Our email, newsroom@kuow.org. I'm Paige Browning. Let's talk tomorrow.